Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud, 18 lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah that stated, Makos B'Shloisha, when deciding if someone is Chayim Makos, you require a Bezin of three. However, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, the name of Rabbi Shmuel, they stated, Be'esim B'Shloisha, there's a requirement for a Bezin of Chaf Gimel. The Gemara begins at Yes, Minoan Emili, and the Meiri states that the Gemara's question is, that has the Tanakhama know that there's only a requirement for three Dianim, if maybe there should be a requirement for Chaf Gimel? And the Gemara explains, Rav Huna taught us on the Krah, as the Pasuk in Pashki Seisei, when it speaks about the Dinim of Malkus teach us, Yiriv Bein Anoshim V'nikshu Ala Mishpat U'shvatum V'tzdikwa Tzatzadik V'yeshivas HaRasha V'hoyim Bin HaKreis HaRasha V'pilei HaShrefet V'yikol Ufan of Kedei Rishas V'mispar. And since the Pasuk uses the Lashon Rabbim and states U'shvatum, so we learn out that there has to be Shnayim and there must be at least two Dianim V'ein Bezin Shokol. We know there's a cloud that you can't have an even Bezdin, and therefore may seem from Leyan Oydech, you have to add on at least one more dayin, harei kan shleisha, and therefore we see that there's a makar, that is a requirement for three dianim. And the Gemara continues that how do you know there's only a requirement for three dianim, but el me'ata, ma'isa, the pasuk continues in Pashki Seisei, and it states, v'etzdikwet tzadik v'yeshiva sarasha, and it's telling us that Bezdin was matzdik, the one that is innocent, Bezdin found guilty, the one that was guilty, and once again, we use lashon v'etzdiku and v'yeshiu, which is lashon rabim. If so, we should also state, v'etzdiku shtayim, that the Lashon Vetzdiku is telling us that there's a requirement for another two Dianim, Vershiu Shnayim, and the Lashon Vershiu is telling us there's another requirement for another two Dianim, Harei Kan Shiva, and L'chari should be a requirement to have at least seven Dianim when passing in Dine Malkois. The Gemara responds that the word Vetzdiku and the word Vershiu is not going on the Dianim, as the Gemara brings from a member of Ula in Masechtas Makos on Daf Beis and Beis, and as the Gemara states, Ahumi Boi L'chid Ula, that these words of Vetzdiku and Vershiu are needed for the Drush of Ula that has taught us in Masechtas Makos Adam Beis and Beis, the Amu Ula is Ula Turas, Remez Edom Zayman at Torah Minayin, that where do we see a Remez for the Din of Edom Zayman in the Torah? And the Gemara right away asks, Remez Edom Zayman, that how could he have a question as to Remez for Edom Zayman? It's a Mefurash Pasuk in Pasha Shaitim that states, Kasha Zomam, and as the Pasuk states, Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomam Lasal Achiv, who be Atar Rami Kibecha. Therefore, the Gemara explains, El Remez Edom Zayman, Shalikim in Atar Minayin, that how do you know that Edom Zayman have a Chi of Malkus Midurais? And as we know, in the first Mishnah, Masechtas Makos, the Mishnah talks about a case where Edom came to Bezdin and stated, Reuven, who is a Kohen, is a Cholol, as his father married a Grusha Chalutza, and therefore he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. Mishnah teaches us that even if the Edom would be Kohanim, then they would not become a Cholol. In that case, as well as in a case where they wanted him Chayiv someone to go to Golas, then we would not apply the standard din of Kasha Zomam, and instead they would be Chayiv Malkus Abayim. Ulu teaches us that how do we know that they're actually going to be Chayiv Malkus, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states, V'tzdiku etzadik v'yeshivas HaRasha. Although with Pashas, it seems to be talking about Bezdin, but Ula points out, Mishum v'tzdiku etzadik v'yeshivas HaRasha, v'hoyim bin HaKreis HaRasha, because Bezdin will make someone a tzadik and will say that someone is innocent and they'll say someone is guilty, and it seems that the Pasuk is teaching us that the guilty party will always receive Malkus, as the Pasuk states, v'hoyim bin HaKreis HaRasha. Certainly in normal cases where there are two parties and one party is found to be chayiv money to the other, then certainly there won't be a chi of a Malkus. Rashi points out that if we're talking about Bezdin, then Tzidkut Tzadik Lam Huskur Kan, then why is it teaching us that the Rumatzik, the one that's innocent, the Chimashum Tzidkut Tzadik Mishai Rosh Malkus, is there always such a din that because one party is innocent, therefore the other party that's guilty will be Chayiv Malkus, as certainly that's not the halacha, and therefore Ulu explains that can't be Pshat in the Pasuk, and it must be that this Pasuk is coming to teach us a din, B'negei Edom Zaymim, and as the Gemara continues, El Edom Shashiva Tzadik, for also Edom Achrini, B'tzdikwet Tzadik Meikara, Rashi explains that this pasuk is actually referring to the Edom. It's teaching us that if originally there were Edom Zaymim that came to Bezdin and made a fraudulent claim against the tzaddik, made a claim that a person that's really a tzaddik is Rasha, then the pasuk tells us that if two other Edom come to Bezdin and they testify regarding the previous Edom, the Manu Yisim and Makim Pliny, therefore the original Edom are Edom Zaymim and they are Rishayim, and at this point, these new Edom were matzik, the one that's really the tzaddik, v'yeshiva HaRasha. Now we know the original Edom are Rishayim, and that's what the Pasuk means when it states v'yeshiva HaRasha. In this scenario, the Pasuk is teaching us that the Edom Zayman would be Chayiv Malkus, and as Rashi points out, it can't be talking about a standard case where we actually do the din of Kasha Zomam. Certainly, if they're going to be Chayiv Misa, then we would say the din of Kamlid Rabnei, and even in a case where the Edom Zayman would be Chayiv Mamin, but we know Ein Leikin Mishalmin, And therefore, it must be that the pasuk is teaching us in a gay case where you're not giving the Edom Zemim a specific punishment, but the gay Edom Zemim, as you can't make them into a Gusha Chalutza, and you can't send them to Golus. Therefore, the Torah is mechadish to us, and in this scenario, the Edom Zemim would receive Malkus. The Gemara continues and asks, V'tepklem leisana, why is it that we had to learn the din of Malkus by Edom Zemim from the pasuk of its tikkun tzadik v'shius harasha, v'hoyim bin akos harasha, if l'chayra Edom Zemim should be chayim Malkus, based on the pasuk in Pashas Yisroi in the Aseres Tedibres of leisana v'recha in Shakar? Gemara explains, mishun dehavili lavshim by maisa, as really Edom Zemim didn't do a maisa, it was only bediba ba'alma. We have a klal that a lav has to be similar to the lav of leisachshim shor b'dishai, and therefore you have to have a lav sheish by maisa, b'chol lav sheim by maisa in like lav, and therefore based on the pasuk leisana, there would not be a chiv of Malkus. Therefore, we need a pasuk of its tikkun tzadik v'shuas harasha v'hoyim bin akos harasha to teach us that although over here it's a lav sheim by maisa, but the Torah is mechadish to us that these edim will receive Malkus. Therefore, now that we see the member of Ula, so we see that the words of its tiku and Bershiu are not referring to Bezdin, actually referring to the Edim. Therefore, we only have the word of Shvatim that teaches us that Malkus requires a Bezdin of Shnayim and Ein Bezdin Shokel, Maisifon Leid Erechad, and that's the Makar, that in order to give Malkus, there's a requirement to have a Bezdin of Shleisha, and there's no requirement for a Bezdin of Chav Gimel, and there's no requirement to have a Bezdin of Shiva. And I in Rashi do a Maskal Lav Shein B'Maisa in Lekin Lav, Me'im Leisishma Lasseis, V'hif Lashem Asma Kaischa, Be'il Lehin Alikin, which is a Sugin, Ein Lehin Alikin, Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, and Mesechus Makos, and Lemaisa in that Gemara, the Gemara ultimately ends off, Hashad Asa Zalachi, Kulu Nami, Dumi Dlav Shein Chasima, as we explain, that Lemaisa, the Makar for Lav Shein B'Maisa, that Ein Lekin Lav, is because it has to be similar to the Lav de Chasima, and the Pasuk states, Leisachshin Shabidishai, where it is a Maisa involved. Therefore, generally, we have a Klal, that Lav Shein B'Maisa, Ein Lekin Lav. And Gemara continues, that although the Tanakama stated, that Malkus B'Shleisha, however, the Mishnah continued, Mishum B'Shmal Amru B'Esu B'Shleisha, there's a requirement to have a Bezin Chav Gimel when Paskin Dine Makis. And we saw in the car that there's a requirement for 3 Dionim for Makis. So the Gemara asked, my time with Rabbi Shmal, then Lemaisa, what is Rabbi Shmal's reason? And what is the Makar for Rabbi Shmal that there's a requirement for 23 Dionim? The Gemara brings 2 Makaris, as Omar Abaya, Abaya states, Asir Rasha Rasha Mechavi Mises. We learned this based on Xer Shava of the words Rasha that states by Malkus as well as by Chavi Mises. At Siv Hocha, as Benegay Makis, the Pasuk in Pashas Ki states, it states, Vahoyim bin Akois Rasha. Xiv Hosam in Pashas Masa, it states, Asher Rasha Lomus, as the Pasuk states, Bele Sichu Kaifel and Ephesh Reitzeach, Asher Rasha Lomus, Ki Moisumas. Learn Malalon Bes Mishlesha, just like regarding Din and Fasha, is certainly the requirement to have a Bezan of Chav Gimel, Avkam Bes Mishlesha, therefore Benegay Makis, there's also a requirement to have 23 Dionim. Gemara continues with the second Makar, as Rava Omar Rava explains, Malkus b'makom Misa imedes, there's no need for Xer Shava, the Chiv of Malkus is in place of Misa, therefore just like Din and Fashis requires 23, so Din and Malkus also require a Bezdin of Chav Gimel. Rashi explains, Malkus b'makom Misa imedes, the Kiva and Dov al Azaris Bairai, Roy Ulamas, and when someone does an Avera and goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's Meir b'Malkus, and therefore certainly he should be Chai Misa, when Misa Zu, Kanon Salav HaKasav, Vahiri Ka'achs Min HaMisa, Malkus is considered a type of a Misa, v'chech the skill of b'fnei atzma, v'sveif b'fnei atzma, v'her b'fnei atzma, havinam m'malkus ka'achs min ha-misais. L'chir, Rashi seems to be going with the concept of ma'li kot l'palko, ma'li kot l'gula, and ayin and tasty b'maschal, ma'lkos tachas misai medes, yesh m'fosh m'shum b'nei noyach, as rosa zuvi m'sasan, v'niti l'isho, ma'lkos al zrosan tachas misai b'nei noyach. Since we find that when a ben noyach does an isa, that it's chai misa, so although the Torah was makel on Yisrael, but l'maisa, we consider ma'lkos tachas misa, and Taisa continues, v'oidei shleimar, or I can explain, mishum the zimna meisma idei Malkus, as even though we actually try to make sure that a person doesn't die, but there are times when Bezdin will actually hit a person and give them Malkus, and the person will die. Therefore, we could say, Malkus tachas misa imedes, and as Taisa brings from the Mishnah Masechtas Malkus on Davches, or mes that tachas yodei potter, then in the case where someone dies while getting Malkus, then the shliach Bezdin would be potter, and you see it's possible that someone will die while receiving Malkus. And Taisa points out that based on our next Gemara, not mashma like either of these pratim, and therefore he states to perish a country's ikar ayin sham, and also ayin tesis di maschal rava amma malchus tachem misa imedes mashma blessed like zera shava the rasha of makom achem mafurish. That's mashma that rava doesn't hold of the zera shava that Abaye brought of rasha, and that's why he had to state the malchus tachem misa imedes ayin sham. And the gemara continues amra rav achem breid rav lavashi. So rav achem breid rav yes ravashi ihachi, if rav is correct that malchus b'makom misa imedes, as Rashi explains, that once a person doesn't isa, he really is chayim misa, and malchus is a type of misa. And if so, we know that prior to giving malchus to a person, Bezdin would have to evaluate him and see how many malchus he could take prior to dying. Why don't you just hit this person? And if he dies, he'll die. Why do we have to evaluate the person at all? If l'chayr malchus is a type of a misa, and if he dies, he'll die, and that shouldn't be a problem. Amalei and Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha Brei Rava as Amar Kra, as l'maisa the pasuk teaches us in Pashas Kisese, Abom Yakenu lo yosef pen yosef lakoyse aleila maku rabo v'nikla chichal yinecha. We learn from this pasuk ki mochis agabo duchayim mochis, that when you hit this person, you have to hit a person that's alive. Is at that point he still has to be a chicha, and therefore you have to evaluate him and see how many makas he could actually take prior to dying. Acha Brei Rava continues and asks Rav Ashi, El Hod Tanya, l'maisa we have a brisa that states Amdul Kabul Esrim in Makanisel Makas Haruis Lishtalish, the Kamehain Tamni Sari, that if we evaluate that this person can receive 20 makas, and since there's a klal, the makas have to be given in sets of three, as we know where makas shtei yodis machuv ushlish melfanov, 2/3 of the makas are in his back and a third on in front of a person's body. Therefore, although we evaluated that he could receive 20 makas, we would only give him 18 makas. 18 is divisible by 3. We continue on Daf Yudam Beis, and Rav Acha Brei Rava is l'machia esum v'chodo v'chimayis b'hachodo limois hakimachis agabo d'chayi kamachis. L'maisa Bezdin should paskin that this person should be chayiv 21 makas, which can be divisible by 3, and even though he'll die on the 21st maka, but at the point that they actually strike him on the 21st time, he will still be alive and still a kiyum of the pasuk of Nikla Chichlei Necha. At the time that you gave him the 21st maka, he was still alive and he was still called a chicha. Once again, Amalei, Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha Brei Rava as Amar Kra, as the pasuk states of Nikla Chichlei Necha. And we learn Acha Shalaka a chicha b'ino v'leka, that even after you hit him, he still has to be a chicha. And if he'll die on the 21st maka, then at that point he won't be a chicha, and therefore it's not a kiyum of Nikla Chichlei Necha. Therefore, if we evaluate that a person could only receive 20 makas, and on the 21st makas he would die, we only give that person 18 makas, which number one can be divisible by 3, and number two, even after you give him the 18th makas, this person will still be alive, and he will still be called a chicha. The Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah that Beis Din Aleph that stated, Iba Chodesh B'Shloisha, and then we saw Iba Shana B'Shloisha, Divra Meya, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Oima, B'Shloisha Maschilim, V'Chamisha Naisim Naisim, V'Gayim B'Shiva, V'Mgorim B'Gimim B'Uberes. The Gemara will now focus on the part of the Mishnah that stated Iba Chodesh B'Shloisha. Before we begin our sugya, let us recall that every Jewish month is based on the lunar cycle. In reality, we know that every lunar month has the same amount of days as from the point of the new moon until the next new moon is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. Really, Reish Chodesh should be every 29 and a half days. However, as the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah taught us, that Lemaisa we can't have a month that starts in the middle of a day. Therefore, Lemaisa every month either consists of 29 days, and on the 30th day, it's Reish Chodesh, and it's Aleph of the next month, or the month would be 30 days, and on the 31st day would be Reish Chodesh, and the 31st day of the previous month will be the first day of the new month. Certainly, when they were Mekadosh the Chadashim, based on Edim, then when Edim would come, that would determine if it's a Chodesh Mole or a Chodesh Chasar. However, there were also times that Bezdin would decide that we don't want this month to be a Chodesh Chasar, and based on internal calculations, Bezdin would sometimes make a Chodesh into a Chodesh Mole. And let's also keep in mind that there's Machlekes in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah as to when Bezdin would have to say the word Mekudesh Mekudesh in order to be Mekadesh and to paskin that now is the new Chodesh and today would be Reish Chodesh. Our Gemara now begins and states Chishev Leik Tani Kiddush Leik Tani Eli Ibar, and the Gemara asks Leilakacho Meil La'aber La'lchira. Our Mishnah did not state that Chidush Abachidush B'Shleisha, and when Bezdin is calculating if they want to make a Chodesh Mali, then there's a requirement to have 3 on him. Our Mishnah also doesn't state that Kiddush Achidush, meaning whether be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the proper day, and when this Chodesh is a Chodesh Chasar, and Bezdin says Mekudesh Mekudesh, then there's a requirement for 3 on him. Instead, our Mishnah tells us Iba Chodesh B'Shleisha, and it's mashma when they're adding on an extra day to the Chodesh and making the Chodesh a Chodesh Mali, then there's a requirement to have 3 on him. But the Gemara is that if we're talking about a Chodesh Mali, so there's no requirement for Bezdin at all, as all Bezdin has to do is not be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day, and Memela the 31st day will be Reish Chodesh and will be a Chodesh Mali. And although we spoke out most of the points of Rashi, let us see Rashi deal with Maschal Chishev Leik. Tani at the top of the Amid, as Rashi states, the name of Shetzarach Shloisha Lechashev Imi Abus Achidish, the Bechushbin Natalia, Alpha P. Shetzarach Labre, Kagoy Mashum Yakub Mashum Asya, Afil Hochi Chushbin Abai, Kitam Sechis Erchin, in Pechsim Abachadoshim Mubur Mashona, Vlainirla Abbe Yosal Shmoina, our Tishimu Bur and Lay of Dinan, then came Kodim Vossi Sira, Tlossi Yame, U Mexican Shikra, Hilkh Sarah Lechashev Tel Salavana, in Taktum Shloisha Yam Mishnaim Lakvidish Achidish, Lay Babidle, the Tmarim Vainchi, as people will wonder that doesn't seem to be Rish Chodesh, and Kiddush Lake Tani, the name of the Tzarek Gimel Kabbal, it is a Chodesh, P. Adim, Vilayim Makudish a Chodesh, and Iba Chodesh, Mashmish Tzarek Shleish Lema Mu'uba Chodesh, and Amir Zulama, why would need Amir at all? Little Kachibim Shleishim, we may look, he McDishin, a little Macha, me Abba Chodesh Ova, the Yam Shleishim Basri Shodisley, and the Gemara now continues, and will bring four different Amorayim that will explain the Mishnah differently. And the first explanation is, Am Abaya, Abaya explained, Tani, Kiddush a Chodesh, that in a Chanami, instead of learning as Iba Chodesh Bishleisha, we should learn the Mishnah as if it states Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shleisha. Neina Chanami, the Mishnah is teaching us that in all Chadashim, the Bezin has to state Mekudesh Mekudesh, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a Chodesh Chasa or a Chodesh Malei. And the Gemara brings Tani Nami Hachi Kiddush HaChodesh B'Ashana B'Shleisha Divra Meya, and therefore we see that the Brisa used Lashon Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore the Lashon of Mishnah should read as Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shleisha and not Iba Chodesh B'Shleisha. And the Gemara continues Am Rava, that Rav is bothered by this Pshat, but Ibuk Tani Lamaisin Am Mishnah. Our Mishnah states Iba Chodesh B'Shleisha, and as Rashi says, although there are many times when the Gemara states Chasur Mechsav Hachi Tani, whenever Zok Rashi Derech Tana Toya Begirsa L'Chasa Teva Yidei Shicha, that certainly it's possible that a Tana will leave out one word or even multiple words through Shicha. Av Ein Nechlaf L'Tana Begirsa Kiddush L'Girsas Iba, but certainly a Tana would not make a mistake and change the word of a Mishnah instead of being Geris Kiddush HaChodesh to be Geris Iba Chodesh, as certainly that makes a major nafkamina L'Halacha. Because of this question, Elam Rav, and therefore Rav states, Kiddush b'yom iba b'shleisha, achi iba leka kiddush, that in the Chenami, the Mishnah is telling us that the only time there's a requirement for Bezdin to say Mekudush Mekudush is only when there's a Chodesh Chasar, when Bezdin says Mekudush Mekudush on the 30th day of the previous month, which is now the first day of this month, as today will be Reish Chodesh. And of course, this is the standard case of a Chodesh Chasar. However, in the Chenami, if there would be a Chodesh Malei and Reish Chodesh would be on the 31st day, then there would not be requirement to have 3 days on him. Since Reish Chodesh was not on the 30th day, then certainly Mimela it will be Reish Chodesh on the 31st day, and there's no need to say Mekudesh Mekudesh or money Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadiki, and this is going like the Shita Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah on the Chof Dal Min Aleph, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik Oimer im Leinir Vizvane im Mekatre say Shekvash Kachu Shemayim, that once we do not make Reish Chodesh on the 30th day and already is the 31st day, there's no requirement for Bezdin to say Mekudesh Mekudesh, as it was already Kachu B'Shemayim. Certainly the 31st day of the prior month is Reish Chodesh, as Reish Chodesh can't be after the 31st day. L'maisa, in the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah calls a Chodesh Chasa Nira Bizmanai. When referring to a Chodesh Malei, we state Le Nira Bizmanai, and Rashi explains the reason why a Chodesh Chasa is called Nira Bizmanai, because Reish Chodesh is going to be on the 30th day, the Toldasa B'Yim Lamedhu. Certainly, generally, the 30th day is when the new moon appears, and as we already explained, Ein Chodesh Levana Yoyse Mechavtas Yoyim Mechza V'Tav Shim Tzadik Gimel Chalokim. The Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman will explain our Mishnah differently than Rava, and L'chari, he's bothered that our Mishnah stated the Lashon Iba Chodesh B'Shleisha, it's Mashm, we're talking about a Chodesh Malei and not a Chodesh Chasa, and therefore Rav Nachman explains that when our Mishnah stated Iba Chodesh B'Shleisha, really means Kiddush Achi Iba B'Shleisha, that if Bez is Mekadesh to Chodesh, after the day of the Iba and after the 30th day, then there's a requirement to have a Bez of B'Shleisha to say Mekudesh B'Kudesh. However, B'Yom Iba Lek HaKiddush, and if Bezdin actually makes this Chodesh a Chodesh Chasar, and they make Reish Chodesh on the day of the Iber and on the 30th day, then there's no requirement to say Mekudesh Mekudesh, and this Shita of Rab Nachman is Punk Vakar from the Shita of Rava, and as Rab Nachman continues, Umani Playmoy He, and our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Playmoy, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Playmoy Ime Bizmane Ime Kachna Isai, Shalai Bizmane Ime Kachna Isai, and Playmoy has a Shita that's Punk Vakar from Rab Elazar Rab Tzadik, and he holds that the only time that Bezdin actually states Mekudesh Mekudesh is only if it's a Chodesh Malei, but if it's a Chodesh Chasa, then there's no requirement for Bezdin to state Mekudesh Mekudesh. And as Rashi says, Play me imid bizmane im mekachne isai, she ain't serch lasis chizik ledova, she ain't bizmane ba, as since Reish Chodesh is falling on a proper date, so there's no requirement for Bezdin to have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh, as Lemaisa, there's no requirement to have any chizik. However, if they're making a Chodesh Malei, then Bezdin has to show that they have the power to make this a Chodesh Malei, therefore therefore you need a bezin of 3 dayanim to say the words Mekudesh Mekudesh. The Gemara continues with the fourth way to understand our Mishnah, and Rav Ashi explains that really I hold that there's no requirement to have a bezin of 3 dayanim to say the words Mekudesh Mekudesh, and there's no necessity to say Mekudesh Mekudesh for a Chodesh Chaser or a Chodesh Balei. And as we will see, the Gemara will tell us that this is a shita of Rabbi Elazar in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, Rav Ashi states La'ilum Chishuv Ktani that Ina Chinami, our Mishnah means to teach us that when you're coming together to be Mechashev and to calculate if we want to make this Chodesh a Chodesh She'ibar and we want to make it a Chodesh Malei, then Bezin has to have 3 dayanim. And even though at the beginning of a Gemara, the Gemara is that Chishuv Loktani, that a Mishnah doesn't use the term Chishuv, and if it meant to speak about the Cheshbin of the Chodesh, then it should have stated in the Mishnah Chishuv HaChodesh B'Shloisha. But Zakhar of Ashi, Umay Ibar, Chishuv the Ibar, is referring to the Chishuv of the Ibar and the Cheshbin in order to decide if it should be a Chodesh Malei. And since the next case of a Mishnah is talking about Iba Hashana, and in that case, certainly we're talking about making a Cheshbin and also being Ma'abed Hashana, so Tadunami Iba Chodesh, and therefore the Mishnah also speaks about Iba Chodesh, even though certainly it means the Cheshbin in order to decide if we're going to be Ma'abed Chodesh. The Gemara continues that according to Rav Ashi, Chish of Chodeshin, there's only a requirement to have 3 dayanim in order for Bezdin to calculate if we want to make a Chodesh Malei and Kiddush Chodesh Loi, but there is no requirement for Bezdin of Shloisha to say Mekudesh Mekudesh. And the Gemara tells us, Mani Rabbi Lezi, that this is going like the Shita Rabbi Lezi, the Tanya Rabbi Lezi Ime, Bein Bizmane, Bein Shloi Bizmane, Ime Kachna Yisai, that there is no difference if the Chodesh is a Chodesh Chasa or if it's a Chodesh Malei. In all cases, there's no requirement to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. And then Mani brings a Makar from the Pasuk in Pashas Bahar that speaks about Yovel, and the Pasuk says, V'kadashtem Eshnasa Chamishim Shana, U'kurasim Dura Ba'ar Zachol Yeshvea, Yovel Hi Tiyalachem, V'shavtem Ishal Chuzasai, V'ishal Mishpachta Teshuvo. But let's learn Shana Matam Kaddish V'yatam Kaddish Chadashim, that the Torah is telling us that you should be Mekadesh Eshnasa Chamishim Shana, that the only time there's a requirement to be Mekadesh something is only by a year and only by the Gei Yovel. In the Chinami on Yom Kippur, every 50 years Bezdin would be Mekadesh Shana as Yovel. However, there's no requirement for Bezdin to be Mekadesh Chodesh, neither on a Chodesh Malei or on a Chodesh Chaser. Before we continue, let's see Rashi in Minol Diba Maschol Chishuv the Ibar, and Rashi states, "V'aydi the Tana Iba Shana, Davi Nami Chishuv the Iba Shana, V'hasan like Sogid like Tana Ibar." And over there, the Mishnah had to say the Lashon Iba Shana, "Damiu Boyishi Kachu Ada Hashenu L'Shem Ada the Yishaski," as if Bezdin would be required the Melu L'Shem Nissan Mikbar, then that Chodesh would be Chodesh Nissan. Therefore, Tana Nami Gai B'Chodesh Iba Chodesh V'Kari Nami L'Chishuv Ibar. In the second tesis on our Amid, the Diba Maschel Va'aydi Tana Ibashana, who is bothered with the Pshat of Rashi, and Ayin tesis how he explains our Gemara when states Aydi Tana Ibashana, Ayin Sham. Also, before we continue, let's point out that Lemaisa, when Abaya gave his explanation of our Mishnah and stated Tani Kiddush HaChodesh, Lemaisa, we had a Tani Nam Hachi, that Kiddush HaChodesh V'Ibashana B'Shleisha Divra Meya. Certainly, that Braisa works out according to Abaya, and even according to way that Rava learns on Mishnah, Lemaisa that would work out the feet of Braisa as well, as the Braisa is just telling us Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shleisha, and the Lashon on Mishnah we explain Kiddush B'Yamibu B'Shleisha, which really mean the same thing. However, the feet of way that Rav Nachman learned on Mishnah, and certainly according to the way that Rav Ashi learned on Mishnah, I ain't taste the Dibu Maschel Chishuv Chodesh in Kiddush HaChodesh Loi in Mani Rav Elazar, with Taisis Es Tema Im Kain Tikshid Ramea Ad Ramea, the Mastisin Tani Iba Chodesh B'Shleisha Viba Shana Begimel Div Ramea. Certainly you have to explain the words Kiddush HaChodesh B'Shleisha means that you have to say Mekudesh Mekudesh with 3 dayanim. We just stated that when a Mishnah teaches us Iba Shana B'Shleisha, there was never a requirement for Bezdin to say Mekudesh Mekudesh neither by a Chodesh Chaser or by a Chodesh Malei. And Taisa continues, Ve'ein Loima Divra Meir Masisa Iba Shana Koi V'loya Iba Chodesh, and really Rameir would argue with the Gei Iba Chodesh, and he would hold that even Kiddush HaChodesh is B'Shleisha. In the comment, and therefore it is a stira from Rameya on Rameya Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that the Mishnah stated Iba Shana B'Shleisha Div Rameya, and then Rab Shimon Gamliel argued Rameya, and he stated that B'Digei Iba Shana B'Shleisha Maschilin V'Chamisha Noisim V'Noisim V'Gaimim B'Shiva V'Mgomra B'Gimim B'Uberes. Our Gemara brings a Braisa Tanya Ketzit Am Rab Shimon Gamliel B'Shleisha Maschilin V'Chamisha Noisim V'Noisim V'Gaimim B'Shiva, that what is the case and what was the process when actually creating an Iba Shana? How could it be that you have 3, then 5, and then 7? The Braisa therefore goes through the process. Originally they would bring 3 to Dianim in order to decide if they should make an Ibba Shana, and Echad Oim Leishev, and one of them says that we should sit down and we should decide if it should be Ibba Shana, Mishnaim Oim Shalei Leishev, and two of them says that we should not sit down, Batul Yachav Mutai, and therefore would not be an Ibba Shana. However, Shnaim Oim Leishev, if two of them say that we want to sit down to determine if we should make an Ibba Shana, the Echad Oim Shalei Leishev, and only one of the Dianim say that we should not even sit down to discuss if we should make this year into a leap year, by Sifalin Oid Echad. So in this case, since the Rabbim stated that we should at least sit down and contemplate if we should make it a leap year, so at that point we add on two more dayanim, v'noisim v'noisim b'davar, and they discuss if it should be a leap year or not, and then once again they take a vote, shnayim im tzricha, and at this point two of them say that we need to make this year a leap year, u'shloisha im ein tzricha, and three of them say that it doesn't need to be a leap year, but l'shnayim b'miutan, then certainly the two would be batal, and therefore would not be a leap year. However, shloisha im tzricha, u'shnayim im ein tzricha, if three of them say that we have to make it a leap year, and two of them say that we do not have to make it a leap year, then by Sifron Lehem Oishnayim, then once again we add on Tuma Dayanim, and instead of having only five Dayanim there, we now have seven Dayanim. At that point, all seven Dayanim will agree that it will be a leap year, She'en a Minyan Pachas Meshiva, as the Minyan, in order to make it a leap year, has to be at least seven Dayanim. And even though our Gemara doesn't say what exactly they're contemplating, however, Ayin Rashi brings down for the Gemara that we'll have on Dafir Alpha and Beis, and brings three reasons why they would add on an extra month to a year and make it a leap year, either because of an Aviv, or the Tkufais, or the Perius Ilan. Ayin Ranu points out that even though Reb Shimon Gamliel argues on Rameya b'negei Ibba Shana, certainly he doesn't argue on Rameya b'negei Ibba Chodesh. There's never a requirement for more than three Dayanim for Ibba Chodesh. As the Ran states, b'Ibba Shana b'l Chudmari v'loi pligu a Ibba Chodesh. And our Gemara now continues, Hani Shlesha Chamisha V'Shiva Kenegami. And what is the Makar, and why does Reb Shimon Gamliel require three, five, and seven Dayanim in order to create a leap year? And the Gemara brings down two different explanations, as Pligi Bar Yitzchak Bar Nachmani v'Chadi Mei Umanu Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, as either was Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani and one other person that was with him, which was Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, that are chelik in this idea, or the opposite, by Amrilon, some say Rav Shimon Ben Pazi, that was Rav Shimon Ben Pazi v'Chadi Mei Umanu Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, and the only machlekes between the two shitas is which one of them is more chashuv. Chad Amar Keneged Beches Kainim, one of them says that this is Keneged Beches Kainim, and we know that the Psukim and Beches Kainim have three, five, and seven Psukim, as the first pasuk states Yivrech Hashem Yishmecha, then it states Yor Hashem Panav Alecha V'Chunecha, and finally the third pasuk has seven words, as the pasuk says Yor Hashem Panav Alecha V'Yosem L'cha Shalayim V'Chad Amen. One of them explained Keneged Shleisha Shem Yisaf Chamishim Rei Pnei Melech Shivu Rei Pnei Melech, which are various groups that serve the king. The concept of Ibba Shana is Keneged this idea. And the Gemara continues and brings a brisa that's similar to the second man Amar, as Tani Rabbi Yosef, as Rabbi Yosef brought the following brisa that states Hani Shleisha V'Chamishim V'Shiva Keneged Shleisha Shem Yisaf Chamishim Rei Pnei Melech and Shivu Rei Pnei Melech. And Amalei Abai Rabbi Yosef, so Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, Ad Idna My Time Lei Parish Lo Marachi, then until today, why do you actually teach us this brisa? And Amalei Rabbi Yosef responded to Abai, Lo Yavi Yadan Tzuchisu, that I didn't know that you didn't know this brisa, and I didn't know that you had to be taught this brisa, as Mi Beisu Minoy Milso Vole Amaluchu, as it was the ever time they asked me something and I didn't respond to you, and certainly I would have taught this to you if you would have previously asked me. And Ayin and Baden Rashi on the Amid, who explains what the significance is of Shleisha Shem Yisaf, Chamishim Rei Pnei Melech, and Shivu Rei Pnei Melech, and Zok Rashi, Klema, Ashkachrim Bachusa Da'ara, Shleisha Munim, Chamishim Munim, Shivu Munim. And since we find these positions by Melech Basav Adam, Gimel Keneged Shem Yisaf, Betzidkiyo, Gabi Golsen, Vuzradin, Vahasin Am, Mishkach, Chamishim Rei Pnei Melech, Uvachashvir, Sheshkhan, Shiva, Sari, Paras, Modai, the Ibishana, Metachsis, Mach Shemaimu, and since Ibishana is something that has to do with the Mach Shemaim, as that sets all the calendar, that sets all of the Yom Tovim, Liashu Seda Shana Mukhainan, therefore we use the same amount of officers as we find by a Melech Basav Adam. Ayin Tais is bothered that Rashi says that we see the concept of seven Rei Pnei Melech by Achashverish, and Tais states, Ve'inir Shatiknu Keneged Sari Ha'iv de Gululim, Umifarish Rabbeinu Tam, Dehem Sari Yisrael, that in Chanami, the seven is also Keneged Sari Yisrael, and as we find in Yirmiyo in Perkun Beis, Veshiva Noshim Rei Pnei Melech, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Yad Ramah, that after he brings down the Pshat of Rashi, he brings down from Yerushalmi that Yovei Gahaz v'Yivatel Gahaz, that 3, 5, and 7 should come, and Mivatel 3, 5, and 7, Klemar, Tovei Zchush, Shleish Chamisha V'Shiva, Sha'oisgim B'Melech Shemayim, that the Bezin that's being Oisik B'Melech Shemayim, and in Ibba Shana, they will come Mivatel Gzeir Shleish Chamisha V'Shiva, Rei Pnei Malchi Umayis, She'Gozin Gzeir Salsayin Yisrael. The Ad Ramah continues that this explains 3, 5, and 7, if it's based on the Shemi Esav. However, if it's based on Bechas Kainim, what Shaychas does it have to Ibe Hashana? And the Yad Ramah explains, Shekivan Shetziva Kodesh Baruch Hu Levarach Yisrael B'Sholosh Brachais, Rishayna B'Sholosh Oiseis B'Shniya B'Chamish V'Shlish B'Sheva V'Koch Achlama V'Aloi B'Brachas Achas Hayyach Levarachan El Mpesh Chavim L'Fan of V'Ratz Levarachan B'Brachas Habe Af Yisrael K'Shabon Leishav Seyd Hashanim Amuchaynan V'Lesakas Hamoyedei Shen Chilon Tzrichim L'Haskel B'Shlisha V'Lisa V'Litim B'Chamisha V'Ligma B'Sheva V'Daya Le'Evet Shehei K'Rabbi Ayin Sham. And then the Yad Ramah is the L'Chira, if we're learning from Birchas Kainim, so ultimately we have 3, 5, and 7 words in Birchas Kainim, which is a total of 15. Therefore, L'Chira, we should say the same, B'negei Iba Shana, and we should have 3, then add on 5, and then add on 7, which would give us a total of 15 day on him. And he explains, L'Tech Shalucha, the Idiv Idiv Chataimu V'chabin Yonhu, Shrei Paischa Mishleisha, Keneg Pasuk Rishon, V'Nesim V'Nesim B'Chamisha, Keneg Pasuk Sheni, Doki Amri Le'Kaihana, L'Bracha Shnia, Kvai Ozla La, Bracha Rishayna, V'Shtakach Tahashta, Mir Leka El Chamisha, V'Gabi Yishu B'Hashana, Hochi Havi, the Kivin Rishas Masu Matna, Kati Snow, L'Tlasa Kamoi, L'Tzrich L'Sufi Tvei Mitrei, Yehechid L'Havi Chamisha, B'Shas Matna Matan, and V'Hu Adin B'Gma Ibo, Chataimu, V'Taim Mistavahu, Ayin Shom. Before we finish, let's point out that some Rishayim explain that since the Brisa speaks about Echad Eim Leishev, V'Shnayim Eim Shlei Leishev, or Echad Eim Shlei Leishev, V'Shnayim Eim Leishev, so it seems that the only time that this process would occur and we would need 5 is only if there's a machlekes in Bezdin and there's a rabbim and a yachid. But if all 3 of the original Dayanim agree and there's unanimous decision that they should make an Iba Shana, then there was no requirement to have 5 and then 7. However, Ayin Naran, who clearly argues in this, and he states that Din Rav Shimon Gamliel is Hu Adin Dim Abu Shloshtin Leishev V'Chamisha Oim Mitzrich L'Saba La'ilu Meisifin Ad Shiva She'ein Gaimer Iba Ad Shiva Da Hamikroi Nafgalon K'neged Bechas Kainim U'K'neged Shemi Asaf Ayin Sham. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who argues on Iran, he actually is medayik this from the Mishnah itself. As Rav Shimon Gamliel stated in the Mishnah, B'shloish Maskilim V'Chamisha Neisim V'Neisim V'Gaimer B'Shiva V'im Gaimer B'Gimel Muberes. Rabbeinu Chananel at the bottom of our Amid on Yudon Rabbeinu states, V'im Rebu B'shloish Muberes Klima in Maskilim B'Tchilas Yishivasan Sheshana Zu Tzricha Iba V'Rebu Muberes. All 3 Dayanim agree, and there's no need to add on any additional Dayanim, and even if the Ma'abed Shana with only 3 Dayanim, it would be a valid Shana Muberes, and we will stop over here.